Since Celia's my foe, to a desert I'll go, where some river forever shall echo my woe. The trees shall appear more relenting than her, in the morning adorning each leaf with a tear. When I make my sad moan to the rocks all alone, from each hollow will follow some pitiful groan. But with silent disdain she requites all my pain, to my mourning returning no answer again. Oh, why was I born to a fate so forlorn, to inherit, not merit, her anger or scorn? My affection is such as no blemish can touch, yet I'm slighted and spited for loving too much. Perhaps could I prove more unjust to my love, I might find her yet kinder, and pity might move. But I'll choose to obey, though I die by the way, yet 'tis better than get her by going astray. Then why should you fly, my fair Celia, oh why, when to please ye 'tis easy for Amyntas to die? If your lover you'd shun, you no danger shall run. Him you banish will vanish, and from you be gone. Stay, Celia unkind, will you leave me behind? Let me enter and venture myself with the wind. From me will you part, whoso love your desert, either tarry or carry your slave with his heart. Were you but secure, I'd your absence endure, were all danger a stranger to virgin so pure. But some insolent wave may your merit outbrave, both regardless and careless what virtues you have. Yet storm shall not dare to assault one so fair. To attend you, I'll send you sighs softer than air. The nymphs of the deep, my dear Celia, shall keep. On a pillow, each billow shall lull you asleep. The seas they shall dance, and the winds shall advance, with your galley to dally, and guide you to France. While I from the shore my fair idol adore, till that Neptune your captain hath wafted you o'er. Then, Celia, adieu, when I cease to pursue, you'll discover no lover was ever so true. Your sad shepherd flies from those dear cruel eyes, which not seeing his being decays and he dies. Yet 'tis better to run to the fate we can't shun, than forever to endeavor what cannot be won. What ye gods have I done, that a mentor alone is thus treated and hated for loving but one? And thus I complain, though 'tis all but in vain, yet the trouble is double to stifle my pain. The sea or the shore I as well might implore, there as moving and loving as her I adore. Then, since 'tis the fate of my wretched estate, without pity 'tis fit I submit to her hate. For as winter comes on, when Apollo is gone, so declining and pining she leaves me alone.